Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Ready to show up? Showing up for yourself is hard. Showing up for yourself when things are tough is even harder. I don't know about you, but this year feels hard. Time is just flying by. How are we already in May? And frankly, the first quarter of the year was a shit show of floods, cyclones, sick kids, and just stuff. We all experience crazies in life. And when we do, it can be a struggle to make time for yourself, to prioritize yourself. Showing up for yourself is more than taking a bubble bath occasionally, although I encourage you to do so. Showing up for yourself is really about committing to your own goals and putting yourself first. If you're able to do this, you will discover that showing up for yourself helps you to renew your energy. It helps you to find the motivation to keep going through the crazies. So how can you start showing up for yourself? Firstly, get clear on what it is you want. What is it that lights you up? What is it that makes you feel positive? What is it that you really want? It can be hard to answer this initially, but if you take some time to meditate on it, you might find the answer is actually very simple. Maybe you want to learn a new hobby or make time for the hobby you used to enjoy. Maybe you want to change jobs or return to work after a career break. Maybe you want to learn a new skill or finally get that promotion. What is it that you want? Everyone wants different things. What you want is unique to you. You won't want the same things as your sister, your friend, or your work colleague. What you want will be unique to you. So spend a little time to find out what it is. If you journal, spend some quiet time reflecting. If you're like me, walk in the great outdoors while you think about it. Get clear on what it is. This clarity is the first step towards showing up for yourself. Next, make a commitment to yourself. Write down your goal. Write down what it looks like for you. Think about how you'll feel. Consider what the impact of making it happen will have on you, on your family. Write it down in detail. Then break your goal down into the actions that will move you towards it. Get clear on what needs to be on your to-do list. Allocate time in your diary each day to work towards your goal. You don't have to find a whole day or even a half day. Allocate 20-minute blocks where you know that you will have the mental space to focus. And don't give that time up. This is not the time to run errands or do admin for the family. This is your time to focus and work on you. This is your time to show up for yourself. Finally, take action. Take action towards your dreams every single day. Take action every day. A small action every day will support your motivation and increase your energy levels. Working towards your thing, working towards your goal, will foster positive mental and emotional health. You'll start to feel better in yourself when you start to show up for yourself. The key is taking action. Don't keep thinking about it. Don't keep putting it off. Stop prioritizing everyone else's needs. Start focusing on you. Start showing up for you. But perhaps you're not sure what it is you want. Maybe you're ready to show up for yourself, but you don't know where to start. Throughout the month of May, I'm offering 10 free clarity sessions. If you're feeling stuck, if you're lacking clarity, I want to help you. In this 30-minute clarity session, you'll clear the fog, get clarity, and know what action you need to take. There's only 10 sessions available and they're completely free. I encourage you to book your 30-minute clarity session now and finally have that focus and clarity in your life. I'll put the link in the show notes, but it's theleaptolead.com/clarity.